Hey, how's it going? I'm Vera, and welcome to Vera's Seedy Place. Today, I'll be talking about corn. What's the first thing you think of when you hear the word corn? Tyreek the Corn Kid? Fields of corn? Corn syrup? Canned corn? Frozen corn? We in the States use corn for many things. Food for people, livestock, fuel, medication, and sweeteners. America doesn't run on Dunkin'. It runs on corn. Most of the corn is grown in the Heartland region, center of the U.S. On average, 90 million acres are grown each year, with 15% of corn being exported primarily to China. According to the USDA, corn is primarily feed grain. Corn production has also increased because of its use in ethanol production, which accounts for 45% of corn usage. Demand and incentives have encouraged farmers to increase corn production and acreage. Harvest volumes have increased as well, in part to technological advances such as seed varieties, fertilizers, pesticides, and machinery, and production practices such as reduced tillage, irrigation, crop rotations, and pest management systems. Although we export and use corn for an array of things, feeding livestock accounts for 40% of the domestic use. We are able to grow so much corn because of the New Deal. The New Deal was a government-directed public projects, reforms, and regulations enacted by Franklin D. Roosevelt, FDR. From 1933 to 1942, the Agricultural Adjustment Act, the AAA, was a United States federal law of the New Deal era designed to boost agricultural prices by reducing surpluses. Investopedia says a subsidy is a direct or indirect payment to individuals or firms, usually in the form of cash payments from the government or a targeted tax cut. In economic theory, subsidies can be used to offset market failures and externalities to achieve greater economic efficiency. So, tax money goes to help farmers with their insurance premiums through subsidies. This prevents or helps companies not fail, which can prevent food shortages as well. So, if your crop qualifies for a subsidy, it makes it less financially risky to grow that crop because there's extra money backing you. Here are a lot of ways that we use corn. We use corn to make biodiesel. Biodiesel is an edible corn oil produced as a byproduct of corn ethanol, not commonly used for fuel because it's expensive. Soybeans are preferred. We also have corn meal, ground corn kernels, typically into fine, medium, or coarse texture. Now, if you've ever had corn bread, that's corn meal. Then we also have corn syrup. Wet starch is mixed with a weak solution of hydrochloric acid and then heated under pressure. Sugar is created by the heat and the hydrochloric acid breaking down the starch molecules. Stopping this process at different points creates various levels of sweetness. We also have cornstarch, which is grinding entire corn kernels into a fine powder. I think it is really great for coating food in. Probably not the healthiest, but it's really tasty. It makes everything crunchy. Then we also have industrial alcohol and fuel ethanol. And then there is dextrose. Corn sugar, it's used medically with other drugs to increase a person's blood sugar. Then there's also dextrin. Dextrins are carbohydrates made from starch naturally present in vegetables and grains. And then the very popular corn oil. Obtained from the seeds, the kernels of corn, the oil is about half of the germ, or embryo, of the corn kernel. It's separated from the rest of the kernel during the operation of milling. The corn germ is dried in a kiln and the oil is extracted. So as you can see, we rely on corn for many things. That's why we spend a lot of money on subsidies. How do you feel about subsidies? How do you feel about corn? Tell me your thoughts, ideas, and opinions. You can reach me on Instagram at vera.cdplace.